The Piano Matters is supported by Jacobs Music in Lawrenceville, New Jersey, the area representative of Steinway & Sons for new and previously owned Steinway pianos. More information is available at jacobsmusic.com. I welcome you to another of Piano Matters. I'm your host, David Duval. Please have a good month, be healthy, and I hope nobody is cold. And it came to pass, when the evil spirit from God was upon Saul, that David took the harp and played with his hand. So Saul was refreshed and was well, and the evil spirit departed from him. You know that's from the Old Testament, 1 Samuel. And I think that the piano, which is actually partly a harp, is something one can play and constantly. And when you do play it, one can feel well. We open the Piano Matters with Hyperion Knight, K-N-I-G-H-T, who gives us an Irish tune from County Derry. It's one of the very well-known pieces by the composer Percy Grainger, born in 1882, and he lived on till 1961. From the 1920s, he lived in White Plains, New York, and there's a sort of a museum there that people can look at, but there is a bigger one in Melbourne with a tremendous collection. He must have written 500,000 notes and letters and himself collected so many folk songs. Many people go there and study many things there. It exists well. It began in the 1930s with his own money. Anyway, he lived in White Plains, and he always had a love-hate with that little city. I'm with you all the way, as you know, and we're now going to hear this fine young pianist, Hyperion Knight, in Irish tune from County Derry. The excellent performance was by Hyperion Knight, Hyperion, of ancient lineage. And it was the Irish tune from County Derry by the great Percy Grainger, composer, pianist. It's an intense program, as all of ours are. There are so many pianists of the keyboard that we try to get in the old ones, the new ones, and those in between. One of the great ethnic music literatures of all time are Chopin's 58 mazurkas, the national dance in three parts. Sometimes Chopin uses one, two, or three of the aspects of the mazurka. The late Michel Bloch was for decades a teacher at Indiana University, and he's our artist in the mazurka Opus 7, number 3. That was Michel Bloch. I never met him. I did hear him play in public when he was young. He had flaming red hair. He was very short, about 5 foot. He was so effective looking, and he was a master of elegance. And he continued his career as a teacher, died several years ago, and you heard him in the Chopin Mazurka, Opus 7, number 3. And it was all right. It was not Horowitz or many other pianists that I think play it better, especially Friedman. But it's good, and we have to hear many performances to get to know a work. The year after Chopin died in Poland in 1849, there was born in 1850 one of the most influential pianists of the 19th century, who lived until 1924. His name, Xavier Scharwenka. His brother was a violinist, but Scharwenka is the towering figure of the two. Like so many performers of the 19th century, he was a prolific composer. And Scharwenka, unfortunately, composed a set of Polish dances when he was but 19, never copywrote them, and lost, they estimated by even 1900 that he lost about $300,000 in royalties. Anyway, it sealed his fate as a composer because number one in E-flat minor is one of the most popular piano pieces played just in every household. Today, it's forgotten. Scharwenka called it that fatal Polish romp. And what he meant by fatal is that his more important works went by the wayside. Here is a woman who's recorded a great deal of Scharwenka. Her name's Seta Taniel, T-A-N-Y-E-L, playing the Polish Dance, Opus 3, number 1 in E-flat minor. That's Taniel playing the once celebrated, now very seldom played, Opus 3, number 1 by Sharvenka. Everything was fine. It could have been more of a romp. This is David Dubal, and happy being with you in The Piano Matters. In Erica Jung's novel, or Jung's, Fear of Flying, she uses an epigraph by Edna O'Brien, and she says, "The vote, I thought, means nothing to women. We should be armed." Jose Ortega Gasset said, "Civilization consists in the attempt to reduce violence to the ultima ratio, the final argument." Onward we go. Mendelssohn's first piano concerto was always had a play, but number 2 in D minor very seldom. I'm certain, and in fact, I think you will like the third movement, Presto Scherzando. It's the second concerto in D minor, and the Laval Symphony, the Canadian Symphony, is directed by Jean-François Rivest. And the soloist is the magnetic pianist Lucille Chung. Thank you. That was the Presto Scherzando, the third movement of the second piano concerto in D minor by Felix, the happy man, Mendelssohn. Lavelle Symphony was the orchestra and the excellent pianism of Lucille Chung. I'm your commentator and programmer for The Piano Matters, the name David Dubal. Gracien says, show your esteem if you want to be esteemed. And if you want to be rewarded with success, reward others with your attention. A delightful person and pianist of quality is Tori Stodl, Norwegian woman, S-T-O with that little thing in the O, D-L-E. She's from Norway, and when I say she's a great woman, I really mean it. I know her well. She there in Tromska, I believe, is the city on the top of the world in Norway, where she runs a piano competition. And I'd like to have you hear her play a two-minute piece called Reindeer by the Norwegian composer David Monrad Johansen. Tori Stodl playing Reindeer by David Monrad Johansen. Tell me, have you ever heard any of the music by David Monrad Johansen? But he's well known in his native Norway. Ned Roram said in one of his books, love is a mystery when solved, evaporates. And the same holds for music. I'm a believer that too much analysis becomes paralysis. That's my saying, he ended with, evaporates, and the same holds for music. We turn to a great love poem for pianoforte, Harmonie de Soi, Forgive My French. It's the 11th Transcendental Etude by Franz Liszt, one of the greatest lives ever lived. Here is a night piece of gorgeous pianistic beauty. It's a mysterious but passionate night. You can smell the growths. Let's hear John Ogden, born in 1937.
Thank you.
It was an excellent performance of Harmonies of the Night from Liszt's 12 Transcendental Etudes, played by John Ogden. I've heard him play it better, actually, at Town Hall many years ago, but it was fine. The piece demands a certain kind of lyric rapture that may have been missing. That's up to you also to try to agree with me or not. I'm listening with you. I'm David Dubal, and I hope you are finding the variety of music and pianists fascinating. Let's have a comparative performance. We used to do many more, and perhaps we'll do many more again next week or the week after. Who knows? Tchaikovsky wrote quite a few waltzes for solo piano, a form he well loved. In his Opus 40, 12 pieces of moderate difficulty, he wrote two waltzes, Opus 40, number 8, in F-sharp minor, and 9. I'd like to hear Opus 40, number 8. Sorry, 8 is in A-flat, and it will be played by Nadia Reisenberg, who celebrated her 100th anniversary several years ago. That was charming playing of a small waltz by Tchaikovsky in A-flat, Nadia Reisenberg. I've always been fond of that waltz, and myself recorded it some years back. Haven't heard it in a long time. I will probably dislike it because, well, that's what happens. But let's listen on the Archive Music label with me playing the A-flat waltz, Opus 40, number 8, Tchaikovsky. Thank you. How did David Duval play that? Not that well. Well, you know, in my ear, there is always a performance that is, well, it's beyond belief. It's by one of the greatest musical minds that ever lived, Sergei Rachmaninoff. Jonathan Biss is a young pianist whose career has been forming very wonderfully. He will play the 17th and the concluding number from Schumann's great piano cycle, Davidspuntler Tanze, Opus 6, composed in 1837. Here is Mr. Biss. an excellent command of the enigmatic lyricism in Schumann's final two numbers of his Opus 6, Dance of the League of David. The player, Jonathan Biss. We are together listening to The Piano Matters, heard each week, same time, same station. We continue with the weird scherzo minuet movement of the sonatine by Charles Valentin Elkan, A-L-K-A-N, who was born the same year as Wagner and Verdi, 1813. Each generation tries to come to terms with this elusive and exasperating composer, who has had only a few really wonderful champions. The first one was Busoni, and then he gave the mantle to Egon Pátry, his student, and then the most important player, because of recording, was Raymond Löwenthal in the 1960s and early 70s. Then came Ronald Smith. Man, I knew Raymond Löwenthal well. They loved and believed in Elkan. And in our own time, he gave us excellent work. And also I can even call him my disciple, Mark Salmon, played him so wonderfully. Then there is the inimitable Marc-André Hamelin. Still, we have these giants loving Elkan yet. And for me, he's a true visionary romantic. He's still at the edge of the repertory, hanging on with his fingertips. I think we will always have a few advocates of his music, but he just doesn't seem to communicate with the mass of music lovers. I've played for you on a program before the first movement of his rather weird 1859 sonatine. Let's have the movement titled Scherzo Minuetto. The player is the late Ronald Smith. Thank you. So it was. We just heard the Scherzo Minuetto from the Sonatine by Charles Valentin Alcan. It's not exactly a small sonatine, larger than many sonatas, about 30 pages. His date's 1813, and he lived as long as 1888. A Talmud had fallen off of one of those gigantic bookcases they had in the late 19th century and supposedly killed him. Many people say it's not true, but he was not found for a long time after, several days, and I'd like to think that he was, because he was translating the Talmud into French. I'd like to think that he was destroyed by the book doing his translating. You know, many of these people that say, oh, it's an apocryphal story, I don't like to hear that word. Let it be. Let it be. It's a legend. So we heard Ronald Smith in the Minuet Scherzo, and it was played with proper drollness. This is The Piano Matters. I've enjoyed the program with so many, actually, fine, yet not quite celebrated pianists, such as Ronald Smith, Hyperion Knight, Michel Bloch, Lucille Chung, all of them playing concerts everywhere. To be a celebrated worldwide concert artist, you have to be Horwitz, Michelangeli, Gilels, Richter, Della Rocha, Argerich. It is not an easy task. Also remember, if you can, to view my website. It's daviddubal.org, and there's a lot of stuff on it, and it will get larger. You can also follow the show or share your thoughts on Twitter at #PianoMatters. Plato, born in 428, lived to 347 BC. It's very famous that he never trusted music. He felt it, you know, was a bad influence on people. And yet he wrote this. Do you think he really wrote it? I don't know. Anyway, he said, music is a moral law. It gives a soul to the universe, wings to the mind, flight to the imagination, a charm to sadness, gaiety and life to everything. It is the essence of order and leads to all that is good, just, and beautiful, of which it is invisible, but nevertheless dazzling, passionate, and eternal form. This is David DuPaul. Thank you for listening. The Piano Matters is produced at the studios of WWFM, the Classical Network. The associate producer and engineer is Rachel Katz. For a complete playlist, log on to wwfm.org and click on Playlist. The Piano Matters is made possible in part from the support of the listener members of WWFM, the Classical Network.